With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. More than 71% of Montana voters voted in the midterm election, the highest turnout in state history. It was also higher across the country. National exit polls show that included more young voters, or 18 to 29-year-olds. But young voters still have the lowest turnout rates of any age group. That's where Andrew Seligson comes in. He's the president of Campus Compact, a nonprofit group that partners with colleges and universities across the country to get students to the polls and keep them engaged after elections. Seligson was in Missoula last week to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the local affiliate, Montana Campus Compact. Rosie Costin talked to him about keeping students engaged now that the election is over and about a new initiative aimed at getting students involved in the democratic process.
So you're here promoting the Education for Democracy initiative. What is that about?
Part of the idea behind Education for Democracy is we want to help students understand how to engage in a whole range of practices. So voting is one part of democracy, but so is having a thoughtful and informed discussion with neighbors about a public issue. And so understanding how can you deliberate thoughtfully, when you may not already agree with the people you're talking to. So we're looking to kind of mobilize a range of actions locally and nationally that promote that whole broad range of engagement and participation.
What are some of the current things you're doing to get students engaged?
You can definitely gain a lot by doing things right in the run-up to an election to get students involved. Voter registration efforts right before those deadlines or turnout efforts. But the biggest impact is by creating campuses where public issues are being discussed all the time. Then when elections roll around, students already know why they want to vote. They're already motivated to vote.
Do you think some of that work played into this election that happened a week and a half ago?
I do. So I think, many people know that overall turnout was off the charts, right? It was record turnout for a midterm election, which is great for the country. But that increase was even greater among young people.
So with that record turnout, what can you do to keep that level of engagement going?
It can't be about ramping up every time. It has to be about building long-term change that supports youth and student voter engagement all the time. So for example, Northwestern University is a great example of this. One step now in the registration process when you show up as a new student for your first year is the voter registration station, along with your financial aid and your course registration. And it becomes an aspect of student life that's just as natural as registering to class and showing up or working on financial aid processing or whatever. It should just be an expectation that, hey, if you're a student here at the University of Montana or at Montana State University or at Flathead Valley Community College, just a part of what it means to be a student in one of those places is that you take seriously your responsibility to participate in democracy.
Do you think that this higher level of turnout shows a long-term change, or does it seem like it might just fizzle out, that engagement might fizzle out in the next election or so?
We know that voting is habit forming. So the more people vote, the more likely they are to vote in the future. And so I think at least we've got a shot at turning this into a long-term change, moving in a direction where the encounter with the opportunities, the challenges, the realities of democracy, the idea that that becomes a norm of everybody's college education, just the way, at this point, for example, building writing skills, building skills in critical thinking, building skills in quantitative reasoning, almost every college and university intends to make that a feature of every student's education. They've got whole systems to ensure that's happening. We have not done that with the skills necessary for democracy. And I think that would be the next step to really ensuring this, that we take advantage of this moment and turn it into something that's a persistent feature of our democracy.
That was the president of Campus Compact, Andrew Seligson, talking about keeping college students engaged after the election. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.